the yoga in relation to not only transform the contaminated body, but also transform our mind. Physically, when we stretch our body, we all know it's good, isn't it? It's beneficial for our blood flow, for physical health. But prostration is even more than benefiting our physical health, and particularly, you know, it affects the transformation of our mind. directly become antidote to the root cause of our samsara. Directly become antidote to the root cause of samsara. So itself, in the wrong view of self inherent existing ego-centered mind. You know, wrong view of self truly or inherently, innately existing by its own side, and and holding that as a real I, and grasping as if that is the absolute reality of self and others, and based on that, you know, based on that, this the ignorance of not knowing the truth of self manifests into a like ego-centered mind. You know, we all have a lot of egos, and ego is one of very problematic. So the ego-centered mind is one of the manifestation of the wrong view of not a wrong view or the ignorant not realizing the truth, the reality of absolute self. So prostration becomes direct antidote to that. Prostration is expression of respect. So there are three types of prostration: prostration of body, speech, and mind. And every act of prostration, either of the three door, expression of respect to the others, respect to the holy beings, respect to the sentient beings, respect to the holy objects, or respect to any other existence, including the universe. So doing so, self ego centered mind, you know, naturally subdued. Initially, when we start to practice, initially is very much suppressed, very much, you know, starting point of deconstruction of our problem. If we continue this preliminary practice, just alone this prostration practice will lead us to total liberation from entire samsara and its causes. You see, so even in a conventional level, you know, the prostration gestures to anybody, it is something very meaningful. You know, surely if the object of prostration is a human being, you know, surely will appreciate, because anybody will appreciate someone respecting you, isn't it? As far as concerned with the Buddhas and the deities, you know, they won't expect, you know, for people to respect them, but they are still happy to receive your respect because it helps you. Because the purpose of the Buddhas and the deities and the divine beings is to help us to purify our suffering and its causes, and they enjoy. They enjoy seeing others are happy. You know, so each time we engage in virtuous deeds, like an example of prostration, you know, that pleases the Buddhas, that pleases the humans, that pleases the gods, and that pleases also to the rest of the other sentient beings, you know, including animals and nagas, spirits, you know, because the gesture of prostration is very peaceful, you know, and it accompanied with a sense of inner settledness, sense of gentleness. You see, so physically, so there are many different, you know, types of prostration. The long prostration, called short prostration, and within the short prostration, there are many different types of many different ways to do prostration. So one of them, the long prostration is the full length. You know, I'm sure during your pilgrimage you have done many long, short, or individually might be practicing. So I will not go into that, but simply just putting your two palm, you know, like that. That is also prostration. Or simply when you see others just doing like this, also is prostration. Simply doing like this is also prostration, you know. And with a sense of recognition of other beings that who also want happiness and do not want suffering, and just simply want to, you know, brighten their day and offer a genuine smile, that is also prostration, you know. You see, so like you can see from His Holiness Dalai Lama's activities, wherever he go, he will do like this. So in fact, he is offering prostration to everybody. You know, so within Tibetan Buddhism, you know, we followers without any doubt that we regard his enlightened being, his compassionate Buddha. But when you meet him, you know, he will be more respectful than anybody else. To rest of us, you know. So this is that itself is a great teaching, and even bowing like that is also prostration, you know. And whatever gesture, basically, as long as it express in the understanding of that you are acknowledging their preciousness. And seeing, you know, qualities in others, and any gesture that arises through your physical body, all become prostration, and that directly, you know, antidote to the self-ego-centered mind. You see? So, so verbally, whatever prayers that we recite, all in the category of prostration. Verbal prostration, you know, even recitation of refuge in Buddhicitta prayer. I go for refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha. It's also prostration, you know. Not necessarily have to add, I prostrate to Buddha, I prostrate to Dhamma and Sangha. In Sanskrit, you know, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya means I prostrate to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. But as long as you express any name of the Buddhas, you express any qualities of the Buddhas, any praises of the Buddhas, all become prostration. You know, knowingly or unknowingly, directly affecting to reduce our self-ego-centered mind. You know, a self-ego-centered mind is very much like, the earthquake under the ground that was about to, you know, express the violence in tsunami. You know, it's something like that, you know, and whatever disharmony of element that lies that which cause earthquake. You know, self-centered mind is something like that. You know, not so aware, but then, you know, it build up the pressure, and one day, you know, it explodes. You know, but just having that disharmony of those element within our mental continuum, it itself is. It's like a poison. It's a contamination to our system. So therefore, sometimes we don't know why we are unhappy. You know, the day is bright, sunny day. You know, food's on the table. you know, friends still inviting for birthday party, but still very unhappy. It's still there's something is like not enough, something is not worth, you know, and you have a perfectionist so far, you know, a perfect, one of the best human being in the world, you know, you will be within the category of good human being, but they still cannot recognize that, you know, you still see the unworthy of your existence and bringing about depression. These are the manifestation of self-ego-centered mind, that which is, you know, the base, the disharmony, the energy within our mental continuum. So all this rest of the practices, in fact, it purifies that. See? So mentally, whether our physical body and verbals are moving, you know, in action or not, but in our heart, expressing qualities of the Buddha, expressing qualities of the others, or just simply rejoicing, you know, divine beings and the sentient beings, kindness or qualities, that alone is a mental prostration, and that again become a direct antidote to the self-ego-centered mind, you know. And eventually, the consistent practice in that, it purifies the ignorance of not knowing the truth of self. Eventually, we will be awakened to realize the truth. So when we realize the truth, either that self can be the enlightenment, or either that self can be the absolute perfect path to the enlightenment. And that itself is the basis of all the happiness in our life. So like that. So just to take the full advantage of, you know, even you do three prostrations, but taking full advantage of accumulating as much positive energy, positive impact to our mind as possible, and as much as purification of negativities and ignorance, you know, in order to happen that, then try to visualize the object of our prostration, like the Buddhas, you know, not just those statues alone, you know, and the inspiration and pictures of the gurus, but then simply express from our depth of our heart that entire past, present, future Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and gurus, you know, and sentient beings are right in front of us, and I'm going to offer sincere respect to them, you know, acknowledge them as a cause of entire numberless sentient beings, including myself, myself, ultimate, you know, happiness and purification of suffering, like that. And also, in order to bring even more effective purification of our own karma, you know, through this even three times of prostration, in the teaching explained that you can visualize all your past lifetimes, you know, bring into present moment. So some of us may believe in past lives. Some of us may not. Some of us, we think we believe, but maybe we are not really convinced. We don't really innately kind of like establish the valid kind of conviction in our heart. So whatever it is, you know, there are, at least within this lifetime, we have so many, you know, numberless moments of our life within just this lifetime, since birth up to today. And that itself is our past life. You know, just this morning's, your breakfast time, that is already your past life. You see, so there are numberless of our past lifetime, and each and every moment of our past life in the samsara, in this, you know, unpurified, unenlightened state of being, you know, surely, indirectly or directly, we do commit unwanted things. You know, I mean, we never want to cause harm to the bugs and bacteria, but then we walk a lot, and how many bacteria and bugs will die? Stepping on them. How many germs in just few moments ago, even right this very moment under our feet, maybe so many bacteria is already, you know, cost their life due to we cannot float. we don't have the ability to float and fly. But then even we can able to float and fly, there are so many you know, spirit and sentient beings, you know. Like, there's not even a one single atom, one single, you know, space is not filled with the living beings. So we somewhere, somehow, we will be knocking to someone else, you know, without any saying, excuse me, you know. But in, as a human being, you know, if, after you accidentally bang somebody, if you don't say excuse me, you know, the other person surely will feel uncomfortable. And that uncomfortableness is a form of negativity. And you are responsible for that, you see. So therefore, the purification of karma becomes so effective if we purify right then and that. Right then, isn't it? So excuse my English. My English is still very, very poor. let's say, if we commit any negativities right now, if we purify right now, immediately after that, you know, it becomes the most powerful purification. If we delay one moment, it's already, it becomes difficult to, you know, it becomes harder to purify. So for putting this reason here, then visualizing simply in your heart, thinking that all my past lifetimes, whether it can be animals or gods, you know, or demigods or human being, whatever, you know, right now, every one of them become as just like you, who are ready to, who has this wisdom and motivation to, you know, purify those negativities and wish to actualize the liberation from that, you know, in the human form. You know, so when you do prostration, all of them, you know, lead by you, they're also doing the prostration. And at the same time, in order to bring some kind of prevention for us not to commit negativities in the future lifetimes or future moment times, the entire future moment of existence you bring forward. You know, so this is like a mental exercise in order to actualize effective purification. So like that. So keeping that in heart, then we do three prostration together, okay? And those of you who have knee problem, don't worry about it. Those who don't have a space, don't worry about it. Just simply express from your heart. Feel comfortable. You understand that? Yeah. You can do that. If you should follow the long prostration, you can do the long one. Okay. Otherwise, you simply put your hand like that and try to feel how fortunate I am to have been engaged in this. Okay?
Omo namo menzo shiriye, namo su shiriye, namo vya dhamma shiriye so. Omo namo menzo shiriye, namo su shiriye, namo vya dhamma shiriye so. Omo namo menzo shiriye, namo su shiriye, namo vya dhamma shiriye so. Omo namo menzo shiriye, namo su shiriye, namo vya dhamma shiriye so. Omo namo menzo shiriye, namo su shiriye, namo vya dhamma shiriye so.
Okay, thank you.